Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay, so rewind. 11 months ago, headline, New York Sun. Biden appears to be on bended knee, aiming to make the Saudis happy. It wasn't long ago that the crown prince was pilloried the world over for killing and dismembering his nemesis, Jamal Khashoggi. Now Biden, who once stopped arms sales to Saudi Arabia and vowed to shun MBS, the crown prince, seems enamored with the prince. So that's New York Sun 11 months ago, Lee.
Yep.
And sorry about that. When you bump into the boss in the hallway, you don't want to tell him, see ya. Anyway.
Time is finite.
Yes, right. It is. So anyway. Okay. Anyway, so that's where we were 11 months ago. So Biden was going to make this big human rights stand. Here's the thing about Jamal Khashoggi that you have to understand. I mean, their MBS, the crown prince, has turned things around to a degree that was almost unfathomable after 9/11 in terms of that old guard was very much into placating the bin Laden faction, placating the Muslim terrorist faction, placating the Muslim supremacist faction that wanted violent overthrow and, you know, the installation of what we would consider terrorists in a lot of countries. And he came in and turned all of that around. It's really modernized the country, right? Well, Joe Biden hasn't kept up. Now we've switched sides. So it used to be the, you know, Saudi royal family and all of their wink, wink, nod, nod minions funding these Wahhabist schools, that these terrorists would come out of. It was causing, decades worth of problems. And it was United States trying to crack down on it, putting pressure on them, doing all of that stuff. Well, we've switched sides now. And the Democrats are the ones who fund al-Qaeda, $9 million from USAID to al-Qaeda in Syria. And they just helped them take over that country. And he, Biden decided he'd make a great stand. Jamal Khashoggi, a very, very well-known sympathetic for al-Qaeda, if not outright member, because of all of his connections that he had, both with al-Qaeda and with allied terrorists of that group and other, quite frankly, terrorist groups, which was why the Washington Post loved him. Employed him, thought he could teach us a thing or two because terrorists are awesome. As we know, Democrats imported hundreds of them and then let them go. Some of them from Afghanistan. We just learned about that in the last hour. Over 400 of them, suspected terrorists, brought in under the TPS program by Biden. They knew it. They processed them. They let them go. They can't find a lot of them. Can you imagine, by the way, just from the last hour, and we're learning about that, serving in Iraq, maybe people in your unit had their legs blown off by IEDs and the guys who did it are walking around America.
Yeah.
Biden let them in. But that's okay, though. Oh, by the way, they knew. They knew that a lot of these people were unvettable and they let them go anyway. But taking 45 families from South Africa when 4,000 farmers have been murdered there is a step too far, though. Terrorists are okay, though. Anyway, so we are truly on the separate sides. I mean, you've got Democrats. We've got Democrats funding, you know, $3 billion to the Taliban, funding al-Qaeda in Syria, arming and training them. And then you've got MBS on the other side, weirdly. So Biden tried to isolate him, tried to humiliate him, came into office vowing to do just that. And it blew up in his face. So as of 11 months ago, the headline in the New York Sun, Biden appears to be on bended knee aiming to make the Saudis happy. It wasn't long ago the crown prince was pilloried the world over for killing and dismembering Jamal Khashoggi. And, you know, Biden stopped the arms sales to Saudi Arabia, shunned him. Biden was the one who ended up being mocked and shunned. Do you remember when Biden made that ridiculous trip to Saudi Arabia to pretend we didn't have our own oil?
Yeah.
And then pretend that he couldn't unleash our own oil? And then pretend that he needed the Saudis to unleash their oil to get oil prices back down? And MBS wasn't having it.
Yeah.
And he was basically said to him in not so many words, as did the Saudi foreign minister, dude, you have oil. Why are you here?
Yeah.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Was the way he put it. Like, why are you looking at us? And of course, this was a bid by the Democrats to make it look like the Saudis were causing the high oil prices, not Joe Biden. So again, once again, in some ways, the Saudis better allies to Americans now than the Democrats, if you put it all together. So Trump coming back, you can see all the body language here. The Saudis are glad he's there. He's glad he's there. They're friends. And he's going to try to repair this relationship where, I mean, you know, I quite frankly, our humiliation before the world. I mean, again, that headline says it all. Biden realized the terrible mistake he'd made, or at least his administration did, by the end.
Yeah, somebody back there.
Washington. Look, if you depend for the dollar's value on OPEC, and Saudi Arabia is the head of OPEC, if you depend for the dollar's value on OPEC selling oil for dollars, in other words, if I'm from Poland and I want to buy, you know, oil from Saudi Arabia, I got to change into American currency first to do it. That props up the value of the dollar, fakely. If that's what you're dependent on, and you want to go on multi-trillion-dollar spending sprees with printed cash like Biden did, you cannot diss the crown prince because you're standing up for Al Qaeda as much as Democrats love terrorists. That you can't do it.
Yeah, that'd get real in a hurry.
Yeah, and it did. And MBS just absolutely ran circles around him without trying. And so this is hopefully the restoration of some American humility here. This is and again, once again, this is Trump switching sides. In other words, switching America's side in a war on terror. We are now back. We are not on Al-Qaeda's side anymore. We're on the Saudi side because they're doing a much better job than his father's generation did. And there we are in Saudi Arabia, and Fox News is streaming it pretty much straight. But again, all of these things are connected. One of the things Trump really needs right now is he needs a lot of business deals with them. If you notice, Elon Musk is with him. So is Mark Zuckerberg. So are all these tech titans, about a dozen of them. MBS, who's the crown prince of Saudi Arabia, has the world's single largest investment fund. They're looking for cash from him. He is looking to get AI technology from them, both for the companies he invests in and for the government itself. They're obviously there to help. So this is one of those things like, you know, in the olden days, if it was a King Lee, he'd marry off one of his daughters to fix stuff, you know.
Yeah.
We don't do that anymore.
Right.
So instead, we bring our tech titans and we get good and married through AI and tech transfers and stuff like this. This is Trump saying, hey, listen, why are you going to get this stuff from the Chinese? This is knockoff stuff they stole from us. Why don't you do business directly with us?
Right. Because it keeps China out of that area and lessens their influence. And anything we can do to lessen their influence economically, diplomatically, or militarily anywhere in the world is worth the effort.
And look for something from MBS, and it may be very subtle. He's probably not going to come out and say it directly about buying oil and what kind of currency he will be selling oil in, or they should sell oil in, or something like that. Trump desperately needs a signal. He's not going to be desperate, but he's not going to say it. But he needs a signal from them to the bond markets to shore it up, because that bond market wobbled a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I mean, look, even Bill O'Reilly nailed this when he said Trump didn't expect that from the trade war. That's really scary. I mean, when you put out bonds and people are like, we don't know if we want them.
Yeah.
And there's not enough buyers, and the buyers that there are scary. I mean, that can tip us into people holding treasury start selling. And I mean, that's a disaster.
That's the one backstop that we've got.
Right.
And without that, it's over.
Right. And Democrats ignored all these financial realities when they dissed MBS. And MBS is like, really? These people are idiots. How are you going to print trillions of dollars? I mean, they were printing an extra $1 trillion every quarter and think you're going to diss the dude who's selling oil for dollars. By the way, what do we get for that? We act as their army. We are essentially their Air Force. And that's why Trump just decimated the Houthis. Made sure he had it done before hitting the ground in Saudi Arabia. And of course, the Houthis last week begging him to stop the bombing. They can't take it anymore. That was him saying, look, we're back. Joe Biden let the Houthis run wild. We are your Air Force once again. Now sell the oil for dollars. Damn it. He didn't say the damn part out loud, but that's what he means. And that's what's going on. But the good news is the body language is great. They love each other. You can tell this. They've always had a great relationship. And this is a big deal for the U.S. Biden screwed it up. Trump's making it better.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.